Hey everybody, what's up? It's me, the one and only Dangerous ASMR, back from the grave with another character Q&A. Sexy Lexi asks, to the Countess and Carmelina, how did you two meet?
Oh, it was so long ago.
Not that long.
It's not a bad thing. It's not that exciting, really. Same old vampire meets human, vampire befriends human, vampire turns human story.
There you go with the old again. Don't listen to her. It was very exciting.
Is that so?
Drama, adventure, romance, sex, and blood. Favoloso.
That does sound pretty good.
So, aren't you going to tell them?
No. They'll just have to wait for the prequel.
To Angela Jekyll, you don't really trust Deb, do you?
I must admit that some of her actions have made me a little wary of Deborah. What kind of person can go from being so intimate to betraying a lover within a few minutes? But then, I suppose the answer could be as duplicitous as Lola Hyde, who is a part of me and seems quite capable of being dangerous and dastardly as well. And if I could possibly forgive myself for what is Lola inside me, then I should extend that same level of trust, sympathy, and understanding to Deborah Lavish. I feel guilty for what Lola, and by extension, I myself, did to Deborah, ruining her marriage to my husband and giving her an addiction and monstrous alter ego, even if I didn't pour the serum down her throat myself. That's why I want to help her, keep her safe with us. But also, because I know things could go bad quite quickly, I think it would be a good idea to have someone like Miss Batch with us as well. The four of us can be more a group of friendly acquaintances instead of a volatile menage a trois, so that we're distracted from the drama of our past and the brutal desire for revenge brewing beneath the surface. If I can sense that in myself, just think how it must be for Deborah. But I do sense her yearning heart as well, and that makes me believe that we can work together. I also sense something from Lola, deep down, a smoldering desire. Lola wants Deborah to stay with us too. I'm almost too ashamed to admit it, but I am intrigued by that.
To the imposter, what color were you?
Red. I know. I'm surprised you didn't figure it out earlier, too.
Aaron asks, to Angela/Lola, is it possible you could merge yourselves into a single being to get the best of both worlds?
It is possible, but I believe it would take both Lola and I to accept certain aspects of ourselves that we might otherwise deny. I think she and I both enjoy the freedom to push the distasteful parts of ourselves onto the other identity. She doesn't like a lot about who I am, and I believe that she is guilty of much that is reprehensible. It might also involve a chemical enhancement, tweaking of my formula. My hope is that by embarking on the scientific research in order to write a book with Miss Batch, I might stumble onto a way to make Lola and I more of a single entity, if that is possible.
But then we must consider, perhaps we're enjoying things as they are. Angela has her life. I have mine. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Maybe we both like it this way,
Psionics Night Productions asks, to the imposter, are you planning any special occasions with your human love? Like an anniversary?
Oh, I celebrate every day with my human love. Because every day is special. And because you never know which day will be your last.
WVP Sleepy asks, to the owned mistress, how was your new year?
Ah, it was lovely. There was much feasting and celebration. Plenty of mulled wine and copious amounts of fornication. I think I even saw my pleasure slave crack a smile or two.
Joshua Fry asks, to the Dom GF, would you enjoy it if you were submissive for once? Would you be willing to do it?
It really depends. I don't mind a bit of role play every now and then, as long as we both know who's really in charge. Just don't hold it against me when I start topping from the bottom, Although, now that I think about it, it'd be fun to see you try and punish me. Go on. Spank me and see what happens.
M. Fitzroy asks, to the elven mistress and owned, what kind of high elf are you? Are you the D&D, Warhammer, Elder Scrolls type? Mystical, long-lived, and graceful, yet physically weaker than humans? Or the Tolkien type, superior in every way?
I am superior in every way, of course. How funny that you even felt you had to ask. Or that you had any right to, as a human. If you were mine, you would be on your knees begging for forgiveness already.
Quantum Strike asks, to Venus, have you ever met a human who is immune to your hugs? Have you ever been caught or hunted?
No, not that I can remember. You meatbags all react the same to my toxin, but... Well, I have had people reject hugs before. I don't know if it's some OCD touching thing, but... I mean, hunger aside, it kind of hurts a girl's feelings. Though, you know, now that I think about it, that happened a lot more in my last body. Part of why I traded up, you know? Female privilege. It's the same thing that keeps me from being hunted or caught. Anytime someone gets suspicious, you just trade up to a new body. Thankfully, no one suspects me. I mean, would you? Look how innocent and adorable I am.
To Countess and Carmelina, how was the morning after the Halloween party? Did you forgive Venus for drugging you afterward?
Of course they did. They were totes grateful for the awesome night. Shut up, you liar. What? That's how I remember it.
I distinctly remember Carmelina chasing you around the house, Venus.
I don't recall anything like that.
She was waving a baseball bat.
A big one. No recollection.
Winters asks, to the Andre stepmom, what if your stepkid had a sibling? Would you just go as crazy for them? Or is it all about the MC?
A mother has endless love for her children, no matter how many there may be. So, of course, I would love them. Now you tell me, what's so crazy about that? Is it my fault that these so-called mothers don't treat their children with a fraction of the love and devotion that they deserve? No. And yet I have to bear the burden of being labeled crazy. It's completely ridiculous.
Two-armed Blue and Red Drapes asks, to the seductive vampire, should humans be afraid of vampires or embrace them?
Do you want the honest answer, or the self-serving one? If you value your mortal life, then it's really not in your best interest to be embracing a creature that consumes your blood as its sucker. No. You would be hard-pressed to convince many otherwise, I would think. Unless, of course, you were me. But I'd be happy to talk about this some more if you would just listen to my voice. Nothing but the sound of my voice.
Hart asks, to the librarian with the dark side, enjoying yourself?
You mean, am I enjoying trying to enforce a mask mandate on a bunch of ungrateful, mouth-breathing, COVID-spreading, moronic children? Oh, and even when they do have a mask and they happen to be wearing it correctly, their voices still manage to carry halfway through the damn building. It's... I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Jeremy Knight asks, to the goddess of madness, do you mess with people's minds out of twisted amusement? As much as I love the idea of you becoming anyone changing realities in the erotic role plays, I always feel like there's something malicious about you doing that. I don't know. I just prefer someone to be completely upfront with me about their powers instead of pretending there's nothing wrong and saying I'm crazy. You can still figure people out that way.
Do you ask the wind why it blows? My child. I am madness itself. Feelings are irrelevant in that regard. However, I will admit there is a certain beauty in it. In watching a mind fall apart. Such a simple trick. You just grab a corner here and peel up the layers of reality. An infinite number of pages to thumb. You see, I have no need to figure out the meaning of man. What lies in the depths of his soul, because I can see what lies in the depths of his mind. How to deconstruct it, piece by piece, and reconstruct it at my will. Come,
let me show you.
For Lola Hyde, I'm happy that you've changed for the better and have gotten along with Deborah. Is there a chance we could have you and Monster Deb possibly get it on somewhere in that island? I do love hard and rough.
You and me both, baby.
I mean, why else keep Debbie around if we're not going to throw down one way or another? We've got to stop her from manipulating Angela and trying to keep me in my cage. My hope is I can keep little Debbie from pulling a backstab move on us again. Well, also making her mad enough that she lets her big girl out so I can roll on the beach with her in totally classic style, like From Here to Eternity. Waves crashing into us as we smash, smash, smash. Hurts so good, doesn't it? Yeah. I cannot wait for that island to be a paradise where I can have my way. Well, I'm also being hailed as the newly reformed Lola Hyde, who just wants to be the bestest girl she can. We shall see. Mr. Forrest asks, to the Countess, Carmelina, and Venus, what would it take to invite the three of you to a midnight wine tasting nearby? There's plenty of guests here who,
Would be giving me some grief here as I work as a waiter. No chance I can tempt you with some lovely reds? You don't have to twist my arm. I do love a good drink or two, especially when it's on the house.
I mean, I'm not hungry at the moment, but it's always nice to network. Get a few new contacts in my phone. It's like calling for delivery. Keep her away from me?
Then maybe I'll go.
Maybe.
Mark asks, for the best Neko ever, what would you do if the listener got another pet girl? Do dog girls exist?
I wouldn't do anything, I guess. I can't tell my master who and who not to own, but I don't think they would like that very much. I already need a lot of attention and care, so there would not be much time for another pet, I don't think. Especially a dog girl. They are so messy and they get all over everything. I don't think Master would like that at all. So it's definitely best that I'm the only one, I think.
For the tsundere vampire, why don't you just get with the listener already? Not scared of a little commitment, are you?
Shut up. You don't even know what you're talking about. I don't like them like that. God, we're just friends, all right? And probably not even friends, really. I mean, it's not like I'd want to be friendly with some stupid, amazing, fantastic, funny, kind, sweet, incredible person that I just want to know on a very limited basis. So, yeah, no thank you.
All right, guys, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you here next time. All right, love you guys. Bye.